Hi, and welcome to a heavy-hearted edition of the Handsome Hour Quickcast. I'm your host, Boiler Dowd. There's news that's come out that a couple players are saying on different social media outlets that Joe Tiller has died. And for those of you who are a little bit younger, you may know Tiller as just a Cowboy Joe, a guy who brought in a new offense into the Big Ten. But what I know of Joe Tiller is a little bit different. Tiller was hired when I was on campus in my senior year. I was an RA at Tarkington Hall, and one of my bosses brought Tiller in for an event that we would get to meet and greet and Q&A and that sort of thing. So I asked him the question because Notre Dame has always been the program that I hated the most, probably because where I went to high school, a lot of Notre Dame fans there. But I said, Coach, what do you do to plan on getting the guys up for the Notre Dame game? And he said, well, I got to tell you, If I have to do anything special to get these guys ready to play Notre Dame, I'm going to have to check if they're sitting when they're peeing. And that's kind of a Joe Tiller thing, right? He was an old-fashioned guy, funny guy. His players speak fondly about him. His players speak honestly about him if you talk to him. And everybody had pretty fond things to say about him. You know, everybody was honest. Towards the end of his time there, he was worn down and he was tired. And he didn't want to do some of the things. He did, you know, some of the recruiting problems and the problems with the law that the program happened really wore him down as a person. I think he was about ready to be done. I don't know if he ever admitted that, but his time towards the end of his time at Purdue was, you know, it was time. It was time for him to retire. I've met his wife, Arnett, who actually coined the term "boiler up" at a pep rally. It came from "cowboy up," which that's part of the reason I don't love it because it's derivative of somebody else. But that's neither here nor there right now. But we're gonna miss having Joe Tiller as just part of the family. I think that's the biggest thing. Joe Tiller is my generation's Purdue football coach. I remember a little bit of Purdue being good under Young and then Burtonette. I remember Burtonette actually pretty well. I don't remember Young super well. I went to see Burtonette's Boilers beat Notre Dame twice. But Burtonette wasn't my football coach. Joe Tiller was my football coach. I was a kid who called in to the Akers and Coletto shows when I was young. And when Tiller came on campus, that was my guy. I lived out in the Northeast, and watching the resurgence of my Purdue Boilermakers football team was probably one of my favorite seasons of my life because I literally couldn't believe it. It was a force of nature to me watching Purdue be a national story. And we owe all of that to Coach Tiller, Cowboy Joe, bringing basketball on grass when it really was basketball on grass. The early time, it was a crazy offense. And the Big Ten never seen anything like it. And it took the league by storm. And other coaches didn't know how to counteract it because they couldn't even practice for it. That's something that's hard to put your head around if you're younger and you don't remember that era. But the Big Ten was literally 3 or 4 yards in a cloud of dust before Joe Tiller came through. I mean, granted, there were pockets like Iowa and Purdue with Chuck Long and Jim Everett that slung the ball. Mark Herman, of course, they slung the ball around. But Purdue had a period where they almost would never run the ball. A bubble screen was the same as a run, same as a halfback dive or a sweep. And that was Joe Tiller's mark. And it was hard for the Big Ten to react, and Purdue won because of it. If you're a big Tiller fan, it's okay to, it's weird. I feel sad like I lost an uncle. And I knew it was coming. Back in the summer, a friend of mine sent me a picture of a bunch of football players out at Coach Tiller's ranch. And they said, you know any of these people in this picture? He was kind of testing me. And I said, well, I see Chris Clopton in there. And I see, I think Travis Dorsch was in the picture. Can't remember. There was a bunch of guys that I recognized. A thin, sickly Joe Tiller was in the picture. And you may have seen it on Facebook or, you know, some of the players talking about visiting their old coach. I knew that was a bad sign of things to come. And I thought, he's probably pretty close if all these guys are reaching out to him. And so my heart goes out to Arnett. My heart goes out to all the guys who played for him and all the trainers who worked with him and the administration. So I'm sorry for your loss, and I'm sorry for our loss. I think it's a big hit to the Purdue family, and it's something that there's no good way to die. We've all had grandparents and parents and family members, and there's no good way to die. And it sounds like Joe Tiller was dying pretty slowly and for a while. He was prepared, sounds like, which is great news, but I don't think we were. Thanks for tuning in to today's Quickcast. Have a great day. God bless you.